Welcome to Christians versus the World. I am your host, Dr. Gregory Williams. Thank you for joining me. So I want to be mindful of your time and get right to the point of our topic. And our topic for today is no more excuses. I get tired of hearing people with their excuses as far as why they have not placed faith in Jesus Christ. If you listen to unbelievers, if you listen to those in the world, they have their reasons, they believe, for why they have not truly come into Christ. I have talked about before in the past why you haven't come in, what are you waiting on? But one of the reasons these people have not truly come into Christ or come to Christ, they have not placed faith in Jesus Christ, is because they believe they have valid reasons. They believe that they are justified in their refusal of Christ. Because that's what it is a refusal. Although they, in their minds, believe that it is justified, they believe they have a good reason. And these reasons, when you look at it, for them, though it comes across as justifiable and good reasons why they haven't placed faith in Christ, in the end, it's ridiculous. In the end, it makes no sense at all. And it's not only for these unbelievers that I am referring to here, but even some of these so-called believers who are not truly believers, because they will claim Christ and still make excuses for why they're not living the Christian life. I've even heard people refer to themselves as half Christians or not fully there yet, but they are Christians, they're just not there yet. And they have their reasons for not being there yet or not being fully committed yet or being half Christians. None of that in the end is going to save you from the hell of fire. Nothing is going to save you from hell and eternal flames, the eternal punishment that's waiting for you because you believe you now have justifiable reasons for not placing faith in Christ. Now, what I want to do is quickly take you to one passage of scripture, and it is in Luke chapter 14, starting at verse 15. Notice what the text says. Luke chapter 14, verse 15 starts out by saying, "When one of those who were reclining at the table with him heard this, he said to him, 'Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God.' But Jesus said to him, a man was given a big dinner, and he invited many, and at the dinner hour he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.'" Verse 18, "But they all alike began to make excuses. The first one said to him, 'I have bought a piece of land and I need to go out and look at it. Please consider me excused.' Another one said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to try them out. Please consider me excused. Another one said, 'I have married a wife, and for that reason I cannot come.' And the slave came back and reported this to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the slave said, 'Master, what you commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the slave, 'Go out into the highways and along the hedges and compel them to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my dinner." Now, I'm not getting ready to go through each line and explain this parable, but I do want you to know that in the context of this passage, in the context of this parable, you had the Jewish people, Jesus' own people, rejecting him, rejecting the offer of the kingdom of God, rejecting Jesus' offer to them of salvation. And Jesus saying to them, and making the point through the parable, that the Gentiles, those who are not Jews, will be offered the kingdom. They will be brought in. And this has eternal consequences. To reject the gospel, to reject Jesus' offer, is to reject God's kingdom. It is to reject heaven. And they came up with these different excuses in this parable. And again, the parable is taking an everyday example to make this spiritual point, to use an example that people would understand to make this spiritual point. And what you had this man offering, having this dinner and inviting many to come, he sent his servant to them, and they come with these reasons as far as why they could not attend. And notice the reasons that they gave. One gave the answer that he just bought a piece of land. Another that he has that he was married. That was the third person. But the second one, that he had bought 5 yoke of oxen and he needed to try them out. Please consider me excused. So work, marriage, land, business dealings, whatever the excuse. Now, it has been pointed out by commentators, and I think this is a very valid point to make, that it's not just these three people who rejected the offer, but all began to make excuses, going back to verse 18. These were just, as some would believe, these are just the better excuses. The other excuses that others were making as far as why they were not attending is worse than these excuses. So this is the best of the, this is the best they can offer up. And for some, they will believe that the reasons why they did not come to the dinner was valid. But that's somewhat of the point, that you can fool yourself to have this ridiculous reason in comparison to what you're being invited to. When you make the comparison, you should see just how ridiculous your reasoning is to choose to do this over here instead of choosing this that you've been invited to. And that's the case when it comes to salvation. Jesus Christ has invited you to eternal life. He has died on the cross for our sins, for those that would place faith in him. You can have all of your sins forgiven. He invites you to spend eternity with him, with the Son, Jesus Christ, with the Father, with the Spirit, with other believers, with the holy angels. You have been invited to his kingdom to spend eternity with him. And you say, not now. You come back with your different reasons as far as why you cannot place faith in Jesus Christ and serve him today. And you believe that you have a valid reason for doing that. And you do not. You have to get it out of your mind that you have a good reason for not committing your life to Jesus Christ. You cannot continue to fool yourself to say, not now, but it will be later. The Lord knows I need to do this first. I need to get this out of the way first. I need to handle this right now. I'm not ready yet because of this issue. All of these are excuses that you, again, the unbeliever, believe that God is okay with you doing that because eventually you will come. That's not the way it works. And it's sad to say, even as I look back on my own life, I too fell into that trap. It's only by the grace of God, only by the grace of God that I escaped that. Only by the grace of God. There is a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, starting in verse 1, it says this, "And working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you." Now listen to this. "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now is the day of salvation. Your excuses do not cover you. Your excuses have not given you a pass to continue in your sin. God is not understanding. God is not just saying, okay, well, you're not ready now, and so I'll come back to you. It doesn't work that way. And many have fooled themselves to believe that. And as I was saying, I too had once believed that. That's why I went to this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It's only by the grace of God that I escaped. And so you cannot presume on God's grace to believe that he is just going to give you time to continue in your sin because you feel that you have this excuse, this reason. Although, again, you might feel that it's justifiable. That the Lord understands, and he does not. There should be nothing that keeps you from placing faith in Jesus Christ right now if you are an unbeliever. And if you are a true believer, if you are one of those who say that you are a true believer and you know that you are not walking in the faith and you have all of these reasons of why you are continuing in sin, that you have not made things right with God as a believer. You have your reasons. You got your examples of why you cannot do it now. And what's interesting is a lot of these reasons do relate back to what we just read in Luke. People will bring up money. People will bring up things that they're trying to do as far as their life, their engagements in life. If they could just get certain things worked out first, then they will be able to come to the Lord. And that's foolish.
And I have even heard Christians, or supposedly Christians, making excuses for their loved ones as far as why they have not placed faith in Jesus Christ, why the loved one has not placed faith in Jesus Christ, or why the loved one, as a professed believer, is not truly living out the faith of Jesus Christ.
Making excuses for their children, making excuses for their spouses. When I say making excuses for them, they offer the same pathetic arguments or same pathetic excuses that their loved ones would make as far as why they're not serving the Lord Jesus Christ, why they have not committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me say this also, being young is not an excuse to not place faith in Jesus Christ. Feeling like you have the future to do it, like you will do it when you get older. But now, not now. Let me live my life. Let me do my sin now. Let me get certain things out of the way in my life that I want to do. Then I will come to you, Lord, when I get older. When I get certain things out of my system. And you will even find parents who will justify this foolishness, that will even condone such behavior. Will even say, well, I too was young, so listen, they understand. No, it's no understanding. No. No. I don't understand that. Like I said before, I've made mistakes, and it's only by the grace of God. And so you don't want to presume on God to believe that he is going to allow you to continue in sin just because you are young. He's going to allow you to continue. And then when you're ready, he'll let you in. You have to understand the consequences that comes with making such excuses. If you go back to that passage in Luke chapter 14 and what I ended with in verse 24, the man says who had invited the guest, for I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner. And the point that is being made there is they will not make it into the kingdom of heaven. You who have made these excuses, if you die without placing your faith in Jesus Christ, do you really think God is going to let you in? And that is, I think, one of the biggest stumbling blocks also. People believe that they're still going to make it in, that God is going to accept their reason for not placing faith in Jesus Christ as a sacrifice or something that will appease God for them to come on into heaven, not recognizing that only the blood of Jesus Christ, that you have to place faith in Jesus Christ now, and that there is no reason why you should not place faith in Jesus Christ right now. There is no reason why you should not be fully committed to Jesus Christ right now. I don't want to hear any excuse. No one can convince me that there's any excuse for not being totally sold out for Jesus Christ, for being fully committed to him, saved and committed to him. And to offer up anything else is just to offer up your own path to hell, fooling yourself and others fooling themselves. You are encouraging one another down this path, and you shouldn't do it. Do not be ones who will fall into this trap and believe at the end of the day that God is going to allow you in for your pathetic, unrighteous reasons for not placing faith in Jesus Christ, for not accepting God's gift to you, the gift of Jesus Christ. You're spurning his love. And you can see at the end of this passage, when he says that they shall not taste of my dinner, that there's an anger there. The man was not pleased. God is not pleased with your excuses. There is not this acceptance by God of your excuses. There's this anger. There's this indignation. There's this wrath that is waiting for you because you are making excuses and not doing what God has commanded you to do, not accepting his offer of love to you, He has sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. And you say, no, Lord, not now. I have something more important to do. Hold on. I'll get back to you. It's a consequence for that. You do not want that to be you. So I encourage you today, let go of the excuses. Whatever it might be, whatever you have fooled yourself to believe, whether you are an unbeliever, you who are still out in the world, whether it is you who are a professing Christian and you know you're not living right, you know you're not doing the things that God wants you to do, yet you still want to claim Christianity. No, stop making the excuses. Commit to him so that you can spend eternity with him, so that you can be invited into the kingdom and enjoy the dinner with him, so that you can spend eternity with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, with the other believers. Don't let your excuses cause you to spend eternity with Satan and his demons. What a price to pay for such a pathetic, miserable answer to God when he has offered you salvation. I'll end with this. Isn't it fitting when you think about it that the price should be eternal punishment, eternal suffering for those who would reject God's offer of love? God has offered you a way to avoid the penalty of hell, yet you spurn his love. Isn't it only right and just that the consequence should be that of you will receive hell since you spurned my love? Isn't that what you should expect? Don't fool yourself. Don't let Satan fool you. The excuses are straight from Satan. These excuses are straight from hell. Do not fall for it. Place faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to the podcast. My name is Dr. Gregory Williams. I can also be reached at thegospelmandate.org. Thank you and God bless you.